October 3, object of God's tenderest care, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also were builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Ephesians 2, 21 and 22. The living church of God is individually a habitation of God through the Spirit, that man may become a well-built temple for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God, that the Lord Jesus Christ may dwell in his innermost being, ennobling and sanctifying his human nature by his divine attributes. The church of Christ is to be in the world, but not of the world. In calling his people together in church capacity, God designs that they shall form one Christian family and daily be fitting for membership in the family above. God thus forms the believers in his word in one body, that their influence may be a blessing to one another and to the world. Each member converted reveals a transformation of character, and he is strengthened and sustained by the courage and faith of the whole. The weakest saint, if he believes in Christ, is a member of Christ's body, and if he lives in humble dependence upon God, he will become strong, for he has a right to all the privileges of a child of God. The church is the object of God's tenderest love and care. If the members will allow him, he will reveal his character through them. He says to them, "Ye are the light of the world." Those who walk and talk with God practice the gentleness of Christ. In their lives, forbearance, meekness, and self-restraint are united with holy earnestness and diligence. As they advance heavenward, the sharp, rough edges of character are worn off and godliness is seen. The Holy Spirit, full of grace and power, works upon mind and heart. Christ had made provision that his church shall be a transformed body illumined with the light of heaven, possessing the glory of Emmanuel. It is his purpose that every Christian shall be surrounded with a spiritual atmosphere of light and peace. There is no limit to the usefulness of one who, putting self aside, makes room for the working of the Holy Spirit upon the heart and lives a life wholly consecrated to God.